Welcome back, Lobos, to Honest Tea with Shaq HP.
Hey, everyone.
What's up?
Guys, next week is Be Kind Week, one of my favorite weeks on campus at UNM, right? Like, normally we're in the sub, we're throwing a big kindness bash. We have all these events all week long, but this year looks a little different, right?
Yeah, everything's virtual, at home, online, so they decided to do the same.
Yeah, can you tell me, like, I know, Leah, since you're on social media most of the time, like, you're up and you and Chris both know what's going on campus. What are a couple things that you guys know about?
So Be Kind usually has, like, a ton of different events they do on campus. So they wanted to do some interactive stuff online. So as of right now, they have Play Be Kind to Yourself Bingo. And on their YouTube, they have a Be Kind, like, link where you can scan a QR code to register and you complete all acts of kindness on the board. And the board has 3, 6, 9 little dots. And you post a picture of one act, one picture of one act that you completed, only one is required. And you hashtag Be Kind Bingo on Instagram or Facebook, and then people will win and they'll be contacted on Thursday, February 11th. So this is going from January 25th to February 10th. And just an example of some of the stuff that's on the board is keep smiling, or devote time for self-care, or normalize kindness towards others. And another really good one is use your powers for good. So go check it out.
I love that. Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's very creative in how to get students involved in just being kind to each other and other people, of course.
Yeah.
Chris, can you talk to us a little bit about the Lobo Pantry?
Oh, yeah. The Lobo Food Pantry is hosting, like, this really cool collaboration this Be Kind Week. It's February 15th. It's from 11:30 to 1:30. And they're going to be handing out socks, hand sanitizers, and plant grow kits. That's pretty cool. And you could also ask for some sweetheart condoms. I know it's a day after Valentine's Day, but never... Never too late for some sweethearts, right?
Celebrate your love and all times. Be safe during COVID, though. We have to put that disclaimer in there.
Yeah, I think they're giving masks too. Just kidding.
I know they really are. They have, like, I was talking to Doreen because, you know, Shaq donated sweetheart condoms and we donated Band-Aid dispensers. And she was like, we have masks, we have hand sanitizer. So, you know, you guys are covered in many ways than one. No pun intended.
It's free.
Yes, that's a good point.
And it's a drive up, right?
Yes, it is in a lot. So it's kind of behind the tennis courts, between the SRCs and tennis courts. You just drive up through there. If you just want to go and get the Be Kind stuff, I'm pretty sure you can just do that. If you need food as well, just take your UNM ID and show them that you're a student. And you can get some food and some Be Kind stuff. So being kind to yourself and others and is number one in their category.
That's awesome.
Love it.
Yeah. Kudos to Office of Student Affairs for putting on such a great event, given the times that we're in. I feel like now more than ever, we're also isolated in our homes and we don't really get to see each other. And, you know, Chris has talked about this before in some of our podcasts, like, he just doesn't know how to react and interact with people when you're actually face to face. And Leah's like, she never thought being a hermit would be so detrimental just sometimes on our mood. And so, you know, the kindness in this world, not the cliche kind of kindness, like fake kindness, you know, mean girl status, like, let's not do that, but just be a good human, you know, treat people the way they want to be treated, not the way that you want to be treated, or not the way that you think they need to be treated. Like, ask them, talk to them, communicate. I think that's one of the biggest ways of being kind.
Totally. And I think I love this Be Kind Week because they're talking about being kind to yourself. We always say it, like, last year and the year before, be kind to. It's like, oh, be kind to yourself and be kind to others. But this year it's even more important and, like, more relevant on being kind to yourself and being kind to others. And like you said, Tiff, like, not a cliche, like, way of being kind, but, like, a more genuine, like, heartfelt way, I guess. And be creative, like, during these times, the stuff I would normally do is like pop in to one of my friends and like tell them I love them and bring them food. And maybe if you can't do that right now, like find a different way to tell people you appreciate them and, you know, be kind in a different way.
That's such a good idea though, Leah. Like when or this first, like yeah, no, for sure. When this first started, you know, I don't get to see my brother that often and he lives a mile and a half away from me. But what we would do is we got like, you know, a bunch of little snacks that we had and we put them in a brown paper bag and I decorated one bag, my husband decorated the other, and we just left them on their doorstep. We rang the doorbell and literally ding dong ditched them. And it had like a little snack and it went back and forth. I think, of course, my brother probably ended it. I think he did it once. I did it more than once though. so that is such a good idea. Even if you can't go out to eat, like just send, this is when we can actually send Valentine's like when we were in grade school.
You could do that. Give people mailing address and mail things.
Yeah, why not?
We might not get there in time, but we could try.
That would have been cool if we did something.
That's a good idea. I like that idea of more of like a personal approach. Right?
Yeah. No, I agree. If we would have done, if we would have thought of this earlier, we could have like said, okay, people make a little. Like you would in grade school, where you make like your little Valentine's Day box and leave it on your front door and then people come and drop stuff in there. And of course, take out the Lysol, spray it all before opening and touching it. But I don't know. It'd been a cool idea. Chris, how are you kind to others? Because you, well, both you and Leah are one of the most kind people I know. But can you share some of your light? Or even how you're kind to yourself, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty kind all the time, I'd say. Maybe others wouldn't say that. But I don't know. I like to spoil my friends a lot. I think I've talked about that before. But like people who are close to me, I'd like to treat them to dinner like all the time, or I make dinner. I don't know. Just kind of thinking about what they would like, or like just surprising them with like their favorite candy. I know my friend, she loves like a Sour Patch Kids. So maybe I'll just buy her like a bag of those and like a candle or something. And a way to be kind to yourself. I know it's like Valentine's Day and usually you do that with a partner, but now with COVID, it's kind of hard to like be out there in the dating scene and stuff. So maybe just take a bath with the lights off, light some candles, just be your own date for Valentine's Day. Treat yourself the way you wish someone would treat you.
No. Chris, if that's the case, I mean, I'm a married woman, but I'd go buy myself a whole bag of M&Ms, like Costco size, and just sit there and eat them.
That sounds like a great idea. I think I might follow your lead on that.
If you get sick, I'm sorry. You know, I'm thinking too, like, there's a lot of people are having trouble, you know, with finances at this time, and it's just not doable maybe for everyone to purchase things. And just being kind can be as little as like, you know, when you go for a walk, take a trash bag with you and a pair of gloves and pick up some trash around your environment. You know, be kind to the earth. Or you see that your neighbor's trash can is still out, pull it up to their, I don't know, their door or wherever their trash can goes. It's the little things like that that can matter too. Taking care of your own mental health. Be okay with saying no. Like, I feel like your health promotion team, which is me, Leah, Chris, John, and our new intern, Grace, like, we have a hard time saying no to people because we love to help people so much. But sometimes helping others, you're not necessarily helping yourself. Does that make sense?
Totally. I was told this last night, actually. Someone brought it to my attention. They were like, Leah, you always make plans because you just like want to make plans. But you don't have time. Like, my time is filled a lot with work and school and like take care of my dogs, but I'll always be like, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. And we didn't have a plan to hang out tomorrow or like Zoom or FaceTime, but I put that on myself. So yeah. Maybe don't stretch yourself too thin if you don't know if you have time yet. Give yourself a break. And then when you do have the time, then FaceTime them, because I guarantee you they're probably available. And if they're not, they'll call you back. But don't make a set plan if you don't know if you have the time. Give yourself a break. And if you do have time and you're alone, put on your favorite show that no one else likes to watch. Like, I like to watch Criminal Minds, and no one else in my house likes to watch Criminal Minds, but I love watching it by myself. So maybe do that.
I love that, Leah.
That's such a something good different, but, or go ahead, Tiff.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that's something small too that you can just do for yourself is carve out some time. Like Chris said, take your bath, lay in your bed, watch your favorite TV show and eat your bag of M&Ms. Maybe not a Costco size because we also have to advocate for nutritional health. Maybe, you know what, just portion out your Costco size. Make it last at least one day, more than one day. Just treat yourself in some way. No, Leah, I do agree. I feel like as a student, as a staff, as a daughter, you also take care of your parents and your sister and your dogs and your boyfriend. And like, it's okay to not stretch yourself thin sometimes and take that time for yourself.
Don't commit to things unless you like are super excited about them and want to pencil them in. And then it's serendipitous and spontaneous. I'm very bad at spontaneity. I'm like, okay, I have to be here at this time and here at this time and here at this time. So just give yourself a break, be kind to yourself and be kind to the people around you that love and care about you and want to make sure that you're not super stressed out all the time.
You know, that in itself was your friends or your family, whoever told you that, reaching out to you. That's another way to be kind. It's just recognizing and realizing where someone is at in their life and honoring that by saying, hey, it's okay. You know, it's okay if you can't meet me, or it's okay if you're busy or whatever the case may be. Or, hey, maybe you also say like, I haven't seen you in a long time. A text message goes a long way. Like sometimes just saying, you know, I text my best friend in Colorado who I haven't seen since I got married 4 years ago, but I just randomly text him and I was like, hey, fool, hope you're okay. And he texts me back and is like,
this text. I love how you call him fool.
Yeah.
You're not New Mexican.
I know. No, I was ejole. Just kidding.
Ejole.
There you go, Chris. Thanks. But it was like that made his day, you know, because he hadn't heard from me. And so a simple text message, I mean, I would love to hear all the ways that you guys are being kind to others and to yourself during this time. And you know, doesn't only mean that you have to be kind for Be Kind Week. You can always be kind to others all the time and to yourself all the time.
I know. I'm literally going to Lady in the Tramps and Spaghetti by myself.
Can you repeat that? You're going to Lady in Tramp Spaghetti by yourself?
Yeah, you know, in the movie, like, they're, like, sucking the noodle, like, the two dogs.
One dog has one noodle, the other dog is the other side of the noodle.
I love that. Come on, Tip.
No, I'm picturing how you're doing it by yourself is all.
Imagination.
I know, I need more of that.
Just kidding.
Maybe that's what I'll be kind to myself and like do something creative because I'm always using my analytical brain that my creativity brain is not there.
But, learn something new.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
We have time. Sometimes we have time.
Yes, sometimes. Make time. That's the thing. If you get anything from this podcast, because we're kind of just rambling today, be kind to yourself, you know, your mind, your body, your soul. Be kind to others. Be kind to your environment. Just be a good human. We're called human beings for a reason. Do both. You guys have anything?
Yeah, don't let her.
Yeah.
Call someone that you haven't talked to in a long time and ask them about a story that they've wanted to tell someone for a long time and go for a walk in the fresh air and tell yourself you're beautiful because you are.
Yes.
Yes.
Chris, okay, on a side note, Chris sent me this little baby who's in a mirror and I always tell my students, you are strong, you are kind, you're gonna get through this. You know, and so he sends me this little baby who I've watched every morning since he sent it to me. And to end the podcast, Exactly like Leah said, you are kind, you are strong, you are beautiful, you will get through this, and you will continue to be a rock star. That was our timer to say get off because we're at 15 minutes. So on that note, we better get going. Once again, Lobos, thank you for listening to Honest Tea with Shaq HP. Remember to be kind.
Bye. Bueno, bye.
Bueno, bye.
Bueno, bye.
Bueno, bye.
Oh, you make me crack.